Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble falling asleep? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. Tonight, it's Super Doll, our superhero serial story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We'll do the rest. Podcast is going to create a safe place where you can set aside any of those brain thoughts that are going through your head about whatever, success, failure, victory, defeat, groceries, enemies list, friends betrayals list, friends that you'd like to be friends with but they don't want to be friends with you list, tennis players you're trying to find on the internet list, but, you know, stuff like that. We're going to distract you from that with our little story. And as it goes on, the story's going to go on and on and on and on a little more. But you might not know it because you're going to be drifting off into dreamland. That's the goal in a nutshell. Podcast. You listen to the podcast, you stop thinking. You maybe, it lightens your spirit a little bit, tickles your imagination in a non-tickling way, like a massage, maybe massages your imagination so it tickles it. I'm not sure. And then next thing you know, you're like sawing logs, as they say, or drooling, whatever, you're asleep. That's the goal here, to help you fall asleep. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope this podcast works for you. I can't guarantee it will. All I can say is try it. See if it works. See if it doesn't work, like helping you fall asleep, you might be able, if you have like a Bluetooth speaker, maybe you could put it in your yard to keep vermin away. Another use, possible use for the podcast, untested use. Mosquito, I don't know about insect repellent capabilities, or if you dislike your neighbors and stuff like that, but mostly it's to help you fall asleep. You can find us on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. That's three W's. Sometimes I add a third, fourth one in. But, you know, Walt Whitman wouldn't want me to have two. So Woodrow Wilson would, whatever. Sleepwithmepodcast.com. On Twitter, at Dearest Scooter. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. On Facebook, if you need to get a hold of me and say anything, as so many of you wonderful people do. We come out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Napcast is coming out on Mondays now. Tweaking it for all you people that are giving me feedback. Wonderful, helpful feedback on that. I'm working on it. We're in the test phase, not the adjust phase, as I said to somebody incorrectly. But that's it. Let's get on to the housekeeping, all right? Housekeeping. First up is our wonderful podcast theme. Is by Christopher over at SoundsLikeAnEarful.com. He's got a wonderful podcast called Sounds Like an Earful. I'd love it if you'd check it out and say thank you for making some music that this podcaster has. You know, it's not my skill set. It's in Christopher's wonderful skill set. So that's Christopher. Sounds like an earful.com. Lord of the podcast, Lord Jonathan, Lady Shannon. You can tell by my voice that I've bowed. And just everybody else that's listening, I got some news that'll be coming in from the Lord and the Lady of the podcast soon. Basically, they're going to tell you guys to cluck off and cluck off, get the cluck out of here, shut the cluck up. All right. The other project, I've just got to find my forms of photo identification, and then soon we're going to have a little snail mail action coming. So that's coming soon, as I've been saying, but that's on my I guess if I had a radar, it should have been on my radar. It's in progress, paid for. So that part, government has my money. I want to say hi to all the new people that said hi. Tips for me, Jacob, that Jacob's one is the might end up being the official ninja of the podcast or his assassin. I gotta talk to the ticker tape about that though. Andrew, David, Beth, Fred, and Hoodie all said hi on Twitter, Facebook, mostly Facebook or Twitter. I haven't got any emails lately, so if you've been emailing me, especially if you're sending me spam from China, I don't understand it. Sometimes there's pictures, but it's usually just a cartoon picture, so I still don't understand it. We covered that. Busy Mom 888, I want to thank you for your review on iTunes. Thank you so much. That's all the reviews on iTunes. I don't know if some of you might have posted them and they haven't come up yet. Apple had some stuff going on this week with new iPhones. So that's what's up with that. But if you have a chance and you can review and rate us in iTunes, be great. I'm trying to get up over 100 written reviews. If you can subscribe to us on iTunes, supposedly that's important too. That's it. iOS 8 is going to have a new podcast app, I think. I don't know if that was on the Apple announcement or not, but I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's get on to our show. We're back with another episode of Super Dull. When we last left off, it was a week ago, so forgive me. But they decided to, I think they were trying to come up with a plan. I think Elektra had a plan that she was enacting at the quarantine was up. So Nag was probably going to be harassing them or nuking their base or who knows what. They had Carbon Man. So for anyone that's new that hasn't listened to back episodes, are over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/superdull. What happened was we got the team of superheroes somewhere in a base hidden somewhere. They're only allowed to be superheroes if the Earth is under attack from a force that only they can deal with. Hasn't happened. All of a sudden, this dude shows up from 1950s. We're calling him Carbon Man. And they put him on a quarantine in case he was carrying any, you know, diseases or foodborne allergens. You know, he could be the primary man from that's, you know, with the gluten allergies. I don't know. I'm not a medical scientist. But this Carbon Man's from 1950, they locked him down. The government wanted him. There was a little to-do. But they're trying to protect us. This guy wants to get back to 1950. He says 1950 is under attack. He says he's a superhero. We don't know. Is he good? Is he bad? Those answers haven't come out yet. And they're pending. So that's it. Elektra's enacting her plan. So we're going to see what's the inaction. Action. If that's a word. So that's it. And action voice, are you ready?
I'm ready, but I don't know about that summary. It was pretty,
Okay, action voice, is your name action summary voice or just action?
Okay, no need to be rude.
Well, you started being rude to me. I do my best here, action voice, just like you do. Okay, so a little respect. We're a team.
We're collaborators. It's a little different.
Okay. Action voice. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Somewhere on Earth, a team of superheroes waits for Earth's greatest hour of need. They wait till they're called upon to defend Earth when no one else can. Our heroes wait in the shadows for a moment in time when they will be called up to act like the heroes that they are, to prove their herodom against all odds, probably, or against an evil force that, or against something probably evil, I would assume. They will defend Earth against that thing.
Now who's not doing so hot?
Okay, yeah, you're right. But the team of heroes waits to save us all in our...
You're going to say greatest hour of need again.
In our greatest hour of need. This is the story of their waiting. This is Superdull.
This is your narrator here. Unreliable.
But this is what I got for you so far, is that Elektra had a plan. Her plan was to split up. And one team is Flex, Nine, and Mesmaro. And I got a beat on them. They're somewhere on some sort of, looks like a plateau. I'm not sure. I'm not great at geography. But they're on some sort of plateau-like cliff thing, flat land. Looks like they're overlooking a refugee camp. And so that's, I'm just setting it up for you. They're overlooking flat stuff. All right. This is super dull. So I don't see why I have to go over the plan again. Oh, please, friend, one more time. Okay, well, we're going to be down there, the refugee camp, and the area where I mapped out on this map. And Nine's going to turn the gravity off on all these pallets, and I'll just reach up and grab them with my stretch arms and pull them down to where we're standing. And where will I? You'll be on the lat. You're going to get on top of, you're going to watch the pallets. And then you'll get on top of the last pallet and I'll carry you down. And you'll be, because there's not going to be any gravity on the pallets when I'm carrying them to be float. Okay. That is a wonderful plan. And you just pull all the pallets of supplies down. And then, and then we'll meet with the reporters. I'll just make a statement that Elektra gave me to make. And then we'll turn over the supplies to the Red Cross, who I think is let's just get through the first part of getting the supply. Oh yes, is this Nine? What do you think?
I just think this is you're a wonderful leader. You are just doing a great job, Flex. And I just think you got us here. Well, we got here as a team, but you were leading the team.
Oh yes, that was quite, Nine, are you tired from doing all that anti-gravity?
No. It's not my powers. It's not that, we don't weigh that much. We don't have very much mass. So changing our gravity, and it's a complicated process, but yeah, making us fly. And then Flex there, with wrapping himself around us and then making his feet into propellers, that just worked.
Oh, yes, Flex, that was... Having you wrapped around me was a bit strange with your rubbery. I still don't understand. Where were your organs during all that?
Can we just focus on the plan, please?
Oh, yes, your wonderful, wonderful plan.
Yes, we're just going to... So, and then you'll just speak to the reporters and read your statement. This is just going great. And we're going to... And then we'll be off and into the sunset. Just great job, Flex.
Okay. I feel like you guys are why are you guys being so nice? Don't you have any doubts about...
No doubts at all about you.
Yes, friend, we don't have any repressed doubts or anything about this. This is wonderful. It's going to be so wonderful.
Okay, why? What's going on? Why are you guys... Oh, Flex, don't worry. Why are you being so paranoid? What's with your performance anxiety? I mean, why?
What? Why? Oh, God, why'd you have to bring that up?
I don't have performance anxiety. Well, I'm just saying a lot of times your confidence can be challenged in your leadership, and we're just trying to support you. And,
support me. Like, you, and now you're turning to performance anxiety. That wasn't,
Flex, let's not bring it up here in front of Ms. Morrow. It's just,
let's bring it up because you must have a delusional memory of what happened.
I don't think I do, Flex.
What are you guys, you're talking in circles. Is this, if I wasn't, more silly, I'd say you guys used to be an item or something. What's with the silence? Did you two previously date? Because now, Nine is...
No, I'm not your lady. Ms. Morrow, where is your memory? What kind of magician? Don't you have to remember your magic tricks and your spells? You remember when we had the fantasy fishbowl, and you would put a fantasy in the fishbowl, and there was one for the boys and one for the girls, and then we'd reach in and pull someone's fantasy out of the opposite sex or the same sex, depending on the situation and the assignments that Electra gave out.
Yes, of course. Was that Danny Zuko thing related to that at all?
No, that was not related to that, but that was not a relationship situation either. That was a Halloween, end of the world, oh, Danny Zuko. Ooh. That's when why you guys aren't going to get weird, please. There's not going to, we're here on a mission. No Danny Zuko. Don't worry. Are you still hurt that I didn't make you my Danny Zuko flex?
No, you're not remembering the situation. It was my fantasy in the fishbowl, and you pulled my fantasy out of the fishbowl. Do you remember that?
Huh, is that what happened? I thought, I just remember the time once we were in the bedroom, and then stuff did not go according to plan. And I guess that sounds hurtful. I'm sorry. I'm just here to support you in your mission.
Okay, wait a second, because the reason stuff didn't go according to plan was because my fantasy was very clear. And the person who picks the fantasy out of the fishbowl, if you want your fantasy fulfilled, you need to fulfill someone else's fantasy. You remember that? That's one of the rules that Electra had. If you want your fantasy fulfilled, you must fulfill.
I do remember that. And I do remember I was particularly needy at that time. And so maybe, what happened again?
My fantasy, I don't want, never mind.
Well, Flex, let's just get it all on the table here so we can complete our mission.
No, we need to get ready. Reporters are going to be gathering in an hour, and I just need to collect my thoughts. I don't need this distraction.
Well, Flex, just tell me, what was your fantasy?
It was to make love to a Southern Belle who had won Miss Georgia Peach, and you were supposed to be Miss Georgia Peach for me.
Oh, yeah, I just found that demeaning. I did not feel comfortable as a Southerner, portraying a Southerner as a victim and just as a item for your whatever your status. But that's the whole purpose of the program that Electric came up with, is my fantasy, and you're supposed to fulfill it. Yours had already been fulfilled. Wasn't even Danny Zuko the time before that. With Mesmo, I don't even remember.
Oh, well, yeah, because I said
no, that's not what happened. I don't think, but again, I remember reading about the Georgia Peach thing, and that just seemed like some sort of sexual innuendo, and I did not know, you know, I was not comfortable with it. It just sounded a little creepy. You just had to be in the dress that I'd picked out and then have a Southern accent. That was it. And then, I know, Flex, but I was willing to have sex with you. That was the main thing, right? You hadn't had sex with anybody. And then I thought, you know, you'd be just satisfied. I'm a fine, beautiful woman. I'm a Southern Belle. I'm just not comfortable demeaning myself and saying, Miss Georgia Peach, I'm not from Georgia, for starters. And Georgia Peach just has a connotation that's strange to me. And so, like I said, I was there to fulfill your needs.
No, my need was to have my fantasy
Okay, we're just dancing. We're just dancing around the bush here. Oh, no, George Peach. Let's just drop it. Okay, Flex?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was trying to do. Okay, I need a cigarette because this is just... Okay, wait a second. I was trying to listen there. Wait, when was my fantasy fulfilled? I don't remember.
Yes, honey, you had that Twilight fantasy from the books and Omaha and Electra. Well, you remember?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, good girl. Excuse me for a minute. I need to go think about that for a little. Oh, or I could just be your Danny Zuko's in the house, if you know what I'm saying, my dear.
Oh, well, that's okay, guys, I'm going to smoke this cigarette. Oh, man, what am I? Oh. Okay, well, you just keep your oh, dear, here comes a reporter, and she sees you smoking flex. You better put that cigarette out. Why is there a, why, how do you know that's a reporter? It's just a woman. It may be a reporter from NPR. Maybe. And she probably shouldn't have seen you smoking. And she, oh, hello. Nice to meet you. I am Nine. This here's Flex, and this is Ms. Mara. Pleased to meet you. And you are?
Hello, Nine. I was the one, you're the one I spoke with on the phone.
Oh, yes. What do you mean you spoke with her on the phone?
Oh, nice to meet you, Flex. I am Elena.
Yeah, but what do you mean, Nine?
Let's just speak with this reporter from NPR. We wanted to give NPR a little behind the scenes.
No, we didn't.
Well, we did. And this is our leader, Flex. He's going to do a great job. He's going to show you around the pallets and talk to you a little bit, just real quick, before we get on our duty to distribute these supplies. So, very nice. Elena? Is that Elena with an H? Helena with an almost silent H? Or,
hello, my lady, Helena.
It's Elena. Elena.
Oh, well, is it usually, on NPR, you usually say your full name. I listen, you know, I'm a cultured man. I'm a magician. I'm a master of magic. Not of just illusion, but of magic.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Elena Constantinopolova. Nice to meet you.
Oh, that's such an NPR name. That's Elena Constantinopolova reporting from. What you know, another thing, Flex, why are we on this, why did we pick the desert to come to distribute?
This isn't the time, Ms. Mara, to question that are later.
Well, that was one of my first questions. Flex, can I speak with you?
Sure.
Okay, Flex, well. This would be all on the record, but we're just going to do a little. Why are you guys choose this refugee camp out here in the furthest reaches of the world to distribute us with?
Well, you know, we needed a dry desert environment.
Oh, and why did you need a dry desert environment?
Well, there's certain members of our party have allergies, and also it's just this was a very pressing need. They ran out of supplies. These refugees are here escaping war, and their supplies have been cut off, so we're here to distribute these supplies and make sure all the women, children, and men have food and water, fresh water.
Oh, okay. And so who has the allergies?
We're not at liberty to say that.
Was it okay to smoke cigarettes around someone with allergies?
That's a complicated question, but I was just smoking a cigarette because I care so much and I was stressed.
Okay, Mr. Flex, now we've heard about you, that your superhero team for a while waiting for Earth's greatest hour of need, and we've heard about the legends and we've heard reports about you on the news and how you wait to protect us and how Earth is safe with you watching over us, and then suddenly you appear. What caused the timing to, what was it about this crisis that called you into action?
Well, that's a good question. We had been waiting, and we're not at liberty to say right now. Why? We got time for like three more questions, I think.
Okay, Flex. Would you mind if I recorded you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, well, I'm already doing it. We're here with Flex of the... Flex, is it just Flex?
Yeah, just Flex. Flex.
And Flex, what's your power again?
Flex, flexibility, strength, stretchability.
Oh, well, thank you, Flex. And Flex smokes cigarettes, folks, and we've investigated why would a hero smoke cigarettes, a hero... What kind of example do you feel like that sets now that cigarettes have been banned in most countries? Where do you acquire your cigarettes?
I get them military surplus.
cigarettes. Oh, and is that a, are you hoarding the cigarettes? That's, you have one more question. And I just want to know, who authorized you to come here and distribute these supplies? We're here on behalf of the people of the world, because we care about the people of the world, and we're not here to intervene or take sides. We just might make sure everyone has food and fresh water. And that's it. Thank you, Constant. Helena Constantin. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Flex. This is Helena Constantinopolova reporting. Well, that did not. Why don't, Flex, can you run along, reporter? You can run along, wait with the rest of the reporters, please. Flex, can you just pick her up and pull her down, put her down there on the lower level of that plane there? Thank you. Oh, dear, that did not go well. That's not going to portray us very well. We'll have to pick it up with the rest of. All right, let's get these supplies moved down there. Is everybody ready? Why'd you try to, you were trying to make me look, no, Flex, you are doing just fine, looking bad on your own. It's going to be okay. We're heroes. We're here to do some heroic acts and distribute these supplies. Oh, wait a second. Looks like some sort of government boobs coming towards us. Oh, he's a handsome man. It's a Red Cross employee. Hello, we're over here. Come on over.
I'll take care of this. I'm going to take care of it. I'm the leader. Thank you. Yes, hello, I'm Bertram Cross from the American Red Cross. Whoa, that's strange. Your last name's Cross. Are you related to Red? The magic of comedy.
No, and I've heard that about 1,000 times before. Or Chris across or whatever. No, it just happened to be. That just happens to be my last name. I just need to know who certified your water and food supplies. Who are they certified by? What do you mean certified?
Well, Mr. Flex, we're the American Red Cross. We usually certify any purified water, food to make sure it's safe from consumption. The other things we'll take is a UN-authorized food and water, UN-approved food or water. We'll also take an official NAG seal for military or civilian rescue use. Who's made sure that your water and food is pure and uncontaminated? We're heroes, so we like purified the water ourselves. We got like a total nice setup, and then we have seriously like awesome. We made our own jerky, and we made these granola bars that last. It's like an MRE. We got everything. We got like a spaghetti flavored, you know, stuff. And okay, well, I just need to know we authorized it. All right, we're gonna hand it out for free, and that's it.
Well, how do we know it's gonna be safe? Because we're superheroes, and of course it's gonna be safe. Why? Don't worry. Listen, Red Cross man, Alex Cross, whatever your name is. We're here to help. Okay, we're heroes, and we don't distribute unpurified water or purified food. You can trust our seal of approval. Okay, I'm gonna shake your hand, and I'm sorry about this. We would have found and known, but this is just, we just can't. These people are starving, right? Yeah, they are. Okay, well, let's get this food distributed. We'll take you with us, Mr. Cross, okay?
Excellent. What do you mean, take? Have you ever, Mr. Cross, have you ever experienced very low gravity, like you're floating?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you hold on, one of these pallets will float you down. Is that like a childhood dream of yours?
Actually, it is.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. Nine, why don't you reduce the gravity and remove these pallets down, these empty ones. Now, why don't you hop on the top of that one?
All right. Nice job, leader. You're doing a great job of leading.
All right, be quiet. And that's lowered down, and I'm going to lower myself down here. And, oh, people are already starting to move towards us here. Wait a second. Is that a Humvee? Why is that Humvee racing at us? That Humvee is racing at us. Okay, let me get the rest of the supplies with Mesmar on this Cross guy. All right, we got our supplies, and the Humvee is pulling up.
And there's a man getting out of the Humvee. Great. Hey, Mr. Cross, why don't you go tell people to start lining up somewhere, okay? We'll got to deal with this Humvee guy.
Yes, hello. My name is Rode. Who is in charge of this operation with these pallets?
I'm in charge of it. You say your name's Rode? Are you like a reporter or something?
I'm a warlord. I control this refugee camp. If you want to distribute supplies at this refugee camp, 30% go to me and my men.
No, we're here to distribute it to the women and the children and then the injured men and refugees. You're some kind of warlord or something?
I am a warlord, and this camp is under my purview and protection. Protected from the other area dangers and menaces, and I keep peace in this camp.
Well, who do you work for?
I work for myself, Rode. And the men that work for me, work for me. They need food and clean water as well.
Well, you guys can wait. No. We're here. By the way, do you know who we're superheroes? And this guy's magic. He can melt your eyeballs. Did you see us float down here?
I did see you float down there. I could do something rash, Mr. What is your name again?
Flex.
So, Rode. You do not mess with Rode.
Well, maybe I'll mess with you. But you know, we brought enough supplies. How about if I give you 30% after I hand out all the supplies? If there's any left over, I promise I'll bring you some. Just don't cause any trouble.
You have a deal, my friend Flex. You're very flexible leader. But if there are no supplies left over, I will need to keep someone until the supplies are up.
Yeah, that's fine. You could probably keep Ms. Morrow.
Oh, no, I don't. Ms. Morrow does not like warlords. He's adverse to warlords.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it, all right?
All right, Rode will return.
All right, well, that's like a warlord. We're going to have to give him... I didn't anticipate that. Oh, Flex, that was very... that was like the Harvard negotiation project. I feel like you were getting a yes there in your own little way. Yeah, don't overcomplicate me. Here comes some nag military peacekeepers.
Yes, hello, I'm Sergeant Jones. Who's in charge here?
I'm in charge here. What do you want, Sergeant Jones?
I run this camp and control this camp, and I'm the peacekeeper in charge of keeping peace at this camp.
Really?
Well, really.
Do you work for Rode?
No, I work for NAG. I'm official government, and I need to know where your form 7776B552 is and who authorized you to be here, and I need two forms of identification from each of you.
No, we're here to distribute these supplies that people are already lining up. Look, there's starving women and children here. So,
I don't think you understand the gravity of your actions, sir. This is not a refugee camp where you could just start handing out supplies and these people are going to be,
okay, well, take your stutter and your attitude and go somewhere else, okay? We're here to hand out these supplies. I don't know how corrupt you are, but Ms. Morrow can put some kind of mind meld on you, and I could tickle you while he has a mind meld on you. Tickle torture. Are you familiar with tickle torture?
I've served in four wars, sir.
Well, yeah, then, and you're familiar with tickle torture? Wars involving tickling?
No, sir. I do not, I've never been tickled by another grown man. What are you talking?
Well, I'm going to tickle the heck out of you, okay? So just get out of here, and we'll do what we want.
Oh, good gosh. Wow.
As a matter of fact, send a bunch of your men over to help us hand these supplies out and make sure they listen better than you do, buddy.
All right. Okay, I don't want to be tickled by you, so all right.
Oh, Flex, you're really stepping up to the plate there. You're almost being a man. I mean, you know what I mean? Really taking some authority.
Yes, my friend, you are like you're like a gentleman with command of the. You're like a muscle man that is flexible under all situations. It's magical to me.
Thanks. Okay, let's start handing out these supplies. Everybody, okay, everybody start. You get water and, you know, 2 weeks worth of food in this suitcase here. So we'll just start handing them out, all right? So like I said, this is the narrator here. I guess they started handing out supplies. People were lined up. Everything was going well. And then another line of people started forming on the other side that it seemed like they're from another refugee camp or something. So let's check in on that. Oh, Flex, this is going so well. I have another line of refugees. There's another refugee camp. I just took a little spent flight. You know, I floated up in the air and looked around. So I invited these other refugees over here. They're very hungry and starving as well. So they're going to get in line here and mix with. Should we have two lines or how should we do it? I don't know. The reporters are filming all this, and you missed the statement, luckily, so you couldn't contradict me, so that went well. We still got plenty of supplies, so I guess that's fine. Yeah, let's just keep handing out supplies, and then people are eating. Look at this, beautiful. Everybody seems happy. And, oh, great, here comes the Red Cross guy. Tomorrow, tell them to come back in 5 after we hand out supplies. All right, people, yeah, everybody, come on, grab some supplies. So they start handing out supplies to this other group of people. Everybody's intermingling and eating. And they have these, like, cool, like, boxes of, like, a lunch box, but, like, a suitcase size. So it's got, like, a week's worth of food, like they said, and purified water. And everybody, you know, people were hungry and starving. Very sad situation. But now, as the food starts to get into people's systems, they seem happier. Before, they were lackadaisical, and the sun was kind of beating down on them. And then this other group of people, everything seems peaceful despite the warlords and the peacekeepers and all that. It's more men and women, or more women and children, both groups of. The new group has a few more men, and after the supplies, everybody's just kind of sitting around enjoying them. And then finally, I guess this Red Cross guy, another Red Cross guy, because I don't know what Mesmero did with the Alex Cross or whatever his name is. This other Red Cross guy's coming, and he's mad, and he pushes Mesmero out of the way. He goes right up to Flex and Nine, so we'll pick it up there, I guess. Well, what in tarnation is going on here? Who is in charge of this whole? What is it? What? I'm in charge here. Well, what are you doing? Well, we're just handing out supplies. Everybody's eating lunch here. Who decided to mix these two camps? Why, hello, we did not catch your name, sir. Are you also with the Red Cross? Are you friends with Mr. Cross? I am friends with Mr. Cross, but I'm deeply concerned here. My name's Gator. They call me the Gator. You just call me Gator. Well, Mr. Gator, you have a lovely southern accent, and can I tell you, you're incredibly fit and tan in that outfit there. I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Nine. I'm a super heroine, and it's very nice to meet you. And I've not met a southern man in so long. It has been a very, very long time since I've met a southern man. Well, ma'am, that's fine, but these people you brought in from the other camp, Flex, have Ebola. And now everybody's intermingling and eating and drinking together. This is a disaster. What's Ebola? Ebola? The flesh-eating virus. It's terribly... We've been trying to keep that camp contained and work through the disease. And then the war-torn area, this refugee camp was close enough, but with the dry desert air, we kept the camp separated. Fear kept the camp separated. The the Ebola camp did not know about this camp, and that camp did not know about that camp. So we just kept them in the dark. They didn't know, even though the camps were close to each other, we kept them separate. But now you just spread Ebola. You probably just wrote the death sentence for all these people. So you should be ashamed of yourself, Mr. Flex. Oh, well, that's just terrible. That is terrible. What are you going to do? And what do you have plans for this evening? Yeah, plans for this evening. I'm going to take a... I'm going to try to save as many lives as I can from Ebola. You crazy. What kind of heroes are you? You've messed everything up. Are those reporters' cameras rolling? Oh, no. Oh, no. This cannot be going worse for me. What can we do to help? What can we do to help? At this point, nothing. And, once, oh no, the nag's driving off. Once they get word of this, they're going to shut down this base. They're going to quarantine it, and there's going to be major trouble. Now, Ebola's it's not like the flu. You need to have some serious contact to get the Ebola. So what I'm afraid of is you people sharing the water and sharing the food and all that. We're going to have to isolate all these people. Did you guys share any water or food with anyone? No. I have not, but I would like to share dinner. I know it's not the appropriate time, but I've just been thinking about Southern men all day long and being a Georgia peach and how nice it would be to have my peach. Wait a second. What are you talking about, Nine? I guess it's the heat. I'm distracted, I guess.
Well, why don't you lie down, Nine, and rest? But this is not appropriate right now. I mean, Danny Zuko has even had I've never thought about Georgia peaches in such a,
All right, you guys need to count. Why don't you guys go back to the camp we set up on that cliff on the plateau. I'll hand out the rest of the supplies to warlords, and I'll stay down here and try to make things up. But you guys get isolated from this Ebola. You think they're safe, Mr. Gator? I believe your friends are safe, and you should be safe, Mr. Flex. Okay, Mess, you guys here. I'll just lift you guys up, zoom, and put you off, zoom. All right, Mr. Gator, I'm really sorry. I got to get these supplies to the warlord. Well, the warlords aren't going to come. And I'm just afraid of what's going to happen next, Mr. Flex. I'm just afraid what's going to happen next to all these people, Mr. Flex. Yeah, oh, I don't know. Maybe the warlords, the warlords, are they going to come back for their supplies or what? I don't know. Well, I guess I'll just wait for them here. And sorry, but... Well, we're just going to have to make one giant refugee. Maybe you could help me move all the tents, and we'll just combine the refugee camps. You're flexible, right? I heard about you on the news. You smoke cigarettes, too. I tell you what, you give me two cigarettes and help me move, and we'll combine the refugee camps with your superpower. How about that? All right, I'm not going to catch Ebola, am I? No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You do it. All right, let's get on it. So, hey, this is the narrator again. So Flex was helping rearrange the tents for this refugee camp where everybody has Ebola. Meanwhile, up on this plateau overlooking the refugee camps, or now it's like one big refugee camp, as Mesmaro and Nine, and they're both sleeping and seem like they're having some sort of, they're not with each other, I guess. The exhaustion, I think, from the heat of the sun and the moving of the supplies and the criticizing of Flex. Then as the night drags on, the refugee camp's been moved. And finally, Nine wakes up and just, Flex, are you here? Flex, are you here? Flex.
Oh, hi. No, it's just me. Did you need me to get in bed with you?
No, Ms. Morrow, I do not.
What about Danny Zuko? I could be, hey, baby, what's the matter, you?
That's not Danny Zuko. It's more about the outfit anyway and the hair. No, why is Flex not? Look at the time. Well, Flex should be back here, and we should be returning to, we need to return to base to get a hold of Elektra. Let's look down at the refugee camp and see.
Okay, let's see if we can spot him.
And they go, and they look over. They go to the edge of the plateau, and they look over at the refugee camp. And the refugee camp's gone. And they can't see. There's nothing. And I think that's probably a good place to stop. I'm not sure what happened to the camp. Not sure what happened to Flex. I hope I helped you fall asleep, at least. But yeah, so the heroes that tried to help, and it doesn't seem like they did very much good. But, you know, let's give them a chance to sort things out, okay? All right, well, I'll talk to you soon. Good night.